We're here at Fringe Central. We're going to talk Shakespeare. We're going to talk youth theatre. And I'm going to talk to...
Luca Best.
And...
Laura Day.
And I've got a double-sided flyer here. And this is theatre made by kids, isn't it? For kids,
yeah.
Is that right? And this is Much Ado About Nothing, which you may know is written by the Bard himself and The Taming of the Shrew. And so, first of all, tell us about Much Ado About Nothing.
So, Much Ado About Nothing, they're both adapted versions. So, Much Ado About Nothing is set in a bake-off. So it's sort of a spin-off of the Great British Bake Off, but it's called the Great Brexit Bake Off. So there's lots of political jokes. So
you've joined up an old play, a classic play, with something modern.
Yeah. It has got quite a bit of the old text and old Shakespearean writing, but then there's quite a bit of modern stuff as well.
And tell us about the other one, The Taming of the Shrew.
So Taming of the Shrew, it's again adapted, but it's in a theatre. So Kate is a very powerful, fiery theatre director, and then we're all her cast, and then Petruchio is the assistant who tries to tame her. So it's the same, it's got jokes, it's got plays within a play, so it's got lots in it.
So have you taken the script, you've obviously cut stuff out, but have you written anything new in it as well?
Yeah, there's good bits. There's a nice bit in Much Ado About Nothing where... Margaret and Baraccio are both sort of explaining the plot, and it's like, so he knows she loves him and he knows she loves there's lots of fun bits like that. There's also a song in Taming of the Shrew that was lifted from the play Kiss Me Kate, and we've got a short of the history plays that are set as a rugby match.
It's great.
It's quite silly.
There's lots of new stuff in it. The director's kind of added it in to make it more accessible for all ages. So as I said, there's a history plays, there's Hamlet, there's a Romeo and Juliet, there's lots of innuendo lines in it for humour. So
did you make sure the grown-ups didn't tell you what to do too much?
Yeah. Well, we had quite some say over the script, so we'd see bits. If we liked it, then we'd keep it. If we didn't like certain bits, we'd edit it a bit. So there was lots of say from the kids,
So tell me what a typical rehearsal was like.
So usually they would be from around about 11 till 4, and we would go and we would run through edits, or we would go over the script, and then we would stage it, and then we would take notes, and then we would just go over certain bits just to make sure it's perfect. So we were very precise. We tried to be perfectionists with it to try and make it as good as it could be.
Yeah, and then as you got closer to the Edinburgh Fringe, what was the rehearsals like? I guess you had to do run-throughs.
Yeah, well, as we got closer, we were just doing run-throughs of each one every day, which got quite tiresome, but it was good. Where at the beginning of rehearsal process, it was very bitty. We'd have to go through sort of certain scenes multiple times. We actually did the auditions for this back in, was it October of last year? So it's been in the making for quite a while.
What about costumes and set?
We're very lucky. We've actually got lots of people who help us backstage. They provide us with great costumes and great props and everything. We don't really have to provide an awful lot of it ourselves. We just have to look after what we've been given. But we're very lucky. We've got a very dedicated team behind us.
When you're completely in your character, do you forget who you are?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like when I'm on stage acting, I sort of don't really have time to think of anything else, which is good.
Which is your favourite?
Out of the two plays, personally, I love Much Ado About Nothing. Just because in terms of the uncut Shakespeare, the kind of pure Shakespeare, that's the one I enjoy as well. And I just think it's... we've all got very definite characters, and the political jokes or something are really funny, so that's the one I like best.
Yeah, and how about you?
Oh, it's same for me. I think it's a lot more wordy, whereas Taming of the Shrew, it's got lots of physical gags and things like that. And as Laura said, there's everyone has a specific character, and it's more, it's got a more definite story because we don't have the Shakespeare shorts and plays within a play.
Before you go on stage, how do you warm up?
We have a very mixed variety of things we do. So we do a lot of tongue twisters, which are very complicated. We do physical warm-ups, we play games, we do a song. We have a whole range of different things that we do, and they're all designed to kind of just get us focused, or to get us pumped and ready for performance.
Has this made you think about a wannabe an actor or director, when you're an adult?
I've always been interested in drama. English and drama are something that I've always been interested in. I'm very confident that I will continue acting in my spare time, and then couple that with English, I think that'll be a very good combination.
Finally, here we are at the world's biggest arts festival. Thousands of shows to see. So what's your invitation for people to come and see both these plays?
Well, they're different, really. It's funny, it's great for kids, it's great for adults, it's great for families particularly. It is quite true to the original Shakespeare, but then it's got new bits for everyone, so whether you're a Shakespeare nut or someone who's completely new to it, you'll love it.
And do you think Shakespeare, if he came to see it, would really be glad what you've done with it?
I think he would be appreciative. Well, I would hope to think he'd be appreciative of helping us keep it alive, and because a lot of people see Shakespeare and they don't want to do it, or they don't want to see it because they think it's going to be very pure. But this is kind of making it accessible and getting lots of people of different ages into it. So I think in that way he would like it.
So don't just see the Shakespeare at the Fringe made by the grown-ups. Go and see the really exciting stuff made by the young people. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks.